This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
KKWF and KKWF HD1, Seattle, Tacoma. 100.7 The Wolf. This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. How much money do you think a fighter jet pilot on Whidbey Island makes? Or a tech worker at Amazon? Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, kind of sadly, we learned that bilingual paraeducator Alyssa only makes $30,000 a year. Yeah, we need to do better about paying these folks more. They have these hard jobs, helping people out. Okay, on the phone this morning, good morning, Allison. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing wonderful. Thanks for calling in for Share Your Salary. We needed somebody today, and you stepped up to the plate, so we love you for it. Thank you.
No problem.
So you are a sixth grade teacher, is that correct?
I am.
All right. This is going to be fun, Gabe. I love teachers.
I'm excited.
Yeah, this is going to be great. And we do appreciate you, along with all our other teachers out there, Alyssa. So we're going to put a minute on the clock. We'll ask you as many questions as we can in that amount of time. When we're done, we'll play a song. We'll gather our thoughts. We'll come back. We will all guess what we think you make based on what you've told us. But then you're going to share that salary as a sixth grade teacher. Sound good?
Sounds good.
I love it. All right, Gabe, you ready?
Yes.
1 minute on the clock. If you're ready, begin.
How long have you been a teacher at your current job?
4 years.
Public or private?
Public.
Do you make more than you would if you were in a private school?
No. Yes, I do. Sorry. Yes, I do.
Okay, were you a teacher 4 years ago or were you new to teaching?
I was new to teaching in the United States.
Where were you before?
I did 4 years in Germany.
In the military or teaching?
I was a spouse of a military member.
Ah.
Do you make more or less than you thought you would in general?
I make less than I thought I would.
Did you get to choose to teach sixth graders in particular, or was that sort of given to you?
It was a choice.
And why'd you pick that?
I love the age and I love the content.
Okay, what is the hardest part about your job, day-to-day?
Not losing my marbles.
Do you get raises
each year? Timer, went out of there.
I'm losing my marbles.
I know. We're all lost our marbles. I lost mine last night. All right, if you want to jump in here and text your guest to 253-642-WOLF, please do. What do you think Allison in Covington makes as a sixth-grade teacher? By choice! Text that guest right now, and if you can hang out for 3 minutes, Allison's going to share her salary right after the song.
This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. 100.7 The Wolf. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Allison with a Y. She lives in Covington with a V, and she's a sixth grade teacher. Before we do the deal here and she shares her salary, Gabe, what else did we just learn about Allison?
She's been doing it for 4 years before that. She was teaching in Germany. She is the spouse of someone who's in the military. She does make more than she would at a private school, but she makes less than she thought she would. She chose sixth grade because she loves the age, and she said the hardest part of her job is trying not to lose her marbles.
Yeah, I get it. I can't wait to hear she said, I love the content. I want to know more about the content. But Captain Ron, you were the winner the last time we played. You're up.
Okay, I'm going to say 55. It just feels right. It's right in the middle. It's not too much, not too low. She wishes she could make more, but she's content right now.
Yeah, it just feels good, huh? Just when you say it, 55, just feels... Yeah, okay.
It just feels nice.
Like Sammy Hagar. Like, I can't drive it, but I like it. Gabe, you're up.
I'm trying to find that sweet spot between more than private school, but less than what she thought she would make, and I feel like it's at about 50.
Wow. Okay. Guys, just in my Share Your Salary experience, I know public school teachers like Allison and Covington make way more than private. And they just passed a bill, I think, a year or two ago. They make even more than you think. Guys, I hope you're sitting down for this, and I can see you and you are. I'm going to put her at $85,000 with a text from Stephanie from Maple Valley. And it might even be over 100, guys. I'm telling you, teachers are doing well now, okay? At least that's my hope. All right, 50, 55, and 85. Those are our guesses, but it really doesn't matter. Allison, we all don't know how much you actually make in Covington as a sixth grade teacher. It's time to share your salary.
What is the number?
80,000.
Oh! I told you! I told you!
Dang!
Have it.
Well, that's good.
Wow.
So, if you were in a private school, what do you think you'd be pulling in, Allison?
I think maybe 55, 60, maybe. Yeah.
Do you get raises every year or no?
It's part of a bargaining deal. So when Kent went on strike earlier this year, that was part of what we were asking for, was more pay and health benefits for our students.
Okay, what is the content that you like hearing every day? Just the way these kids talk? What is it?
So language arts, the curriculum, watching their the thinking going on, listening to their thoughts, what do they understand, and it's a ton of fun.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to Jude, my son's sixth grade homework, because I'm kind of struggling a little bit right now with his kindergarten homework. They got these shapes and whatnot, the hexagon and the vertices and the draw, the triangle, and I don't even understand what they're talking about. So I'm already lost. So I value what you do tremendously. Yes, Ron.
What's your favorite period each day?
So actually, I'm still in elementary school in Kent, so I have the same group of kids all day long.
Wow.
Sixth grade's moving to middle school next year for Kent, but honestly, this group of kids, they really have made this year so amazing for me. They're a great group of kids. They're super smart. And honestly, they're just a bucket of laughs. And I truly appreciate my kids.
What about the parents? Are they good or do you want to punch them in the face?
Actually, no. Their parents are really great too. Very involved, very active with their kids and, willing to listen to what their kids need and how to support them. It's really great.
Hey, that's because we're talking about Kent right there. Kent schools. Do you guys say the Pledge of Allegiance every day, or is that a thing of the past?
We say it at least once a week on our morning announcements. My kids voted to do it every day. So they're a great group of kids. I love them a lot. It's funny. Someone asked me, how many kids do you have? I said 21. Oh.
That's right. Hey, Allison, thank you for calling in, for Share Your Salary and being a part of the Morning Wolf Pack. We really appreciate you, and thanks for being a great teacher.
Thank you so much.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.